What kind of city do you think about experiencing among the old world capitals of Europe? Today on Travel with Rick Steves, we'll help you decide between three of our favorites. What do you prefer? Cute and intimate, majestic and grand, charming and trendy, or all of the above? Licensed tour guides from Prague and Budapest and Lisbon are here today to help us explore what's distinct about their cities in just a minute. Let's start the hour in Central Europe. Let's see if the Czech or the Hungarian capitals come out on top for you as we compare them side by side. Prague and Budapest, two of Central Europe's most enchanting cities, offer distinct yet equally captivating experiences. But if you only have time for one, how do you choose? As the golden city of 100 spires, Prague is renowned for its well-preserved medieval core, over-the-top charm, and good beer. While Budapest, on the other hand, is the pearl of the Danube, and it might be Europe's most underrated big city, especially with its rejuvenating thermal baths providing that unique allure. Both cities are well worth a visit, but it's fun to engage in a little friendly competition here as a way to compare and contrast and to learn more about each city and how they are distinct. I'm joined right now by two guides in the studio, and each is going to take a side on this duel. Levante Nagy is our Hungarian guide, who will sit on the Budapest corner, and Katarina Svobodova, our Czech guide, represents Prague. Katka and Levante, welcome. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for inviting us.
Can you just tell me your basic story, where you're from, and your connection to your cities, Katarina?
Well, I was not born in Prague, but my granny lived there, so I was, since I was little, coming up and down. Otherwise, I was born about 1 hour, 20 minutes away up north, what we consider to be far away. But anyway,
because the Czech Republic is quite a small country.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. So then I started to study at the university in Prague the 90s. So then, since then, I call this my home.
Levante, tell us about your connection with Hungary.
Sure. And I was born in Budapest, on the Buda side of Budapest, to be exact. And I spent the first 24 years of my life in Budapest. And I ended up in the U.S. and lived here for 30 years or so. And then during COVID, I moved back to Budapest, and now I live there. I've been living there for 4 years again.
Nice. And you give tours in Budapest?
I do.
City tours. And Katarina, your nickname is Katka?
Yes.
Yeah. And you give tours in Prague. So, Levante, the whole premise of this discussion right now is Americans, they think about Central Europe, and two of the most appealing cities are Prague and Budapest, the capitals of Hungary and the Czech Republic. And it's a tough decision. Let's just let you guys each defend your hometowns, okay? Levante, what is the charm of Budapest? Why would somebody want to go there?
Let me start by saying I love Prague, too, and I'm a dear friend with Katka, so this might get
a little... Oh, you guys, this is not a love fest. This is a competition. Take off the gloves. Okay.
Absolutely. So what I like about Budapest versus Prague is that it more spread out. Its downtown is not crammed as much. Yeah. And I feel that you can breathe a little bit better. The tourists are not just congregated in one section of the city, but they're more spread out. So I think that's one thing that I really appreciate being in Budapest.
And the monuments and the food
it's a little bit more. I mean, I think that Prague is very cute and very pretty. Yeah. And I think that Budapest is a little bit more majestic. The river is wider. The bridges are bigger.
The bridges are mighty.
Mighty.
You go to Charles Bridge in Prague, and it's elegant with old Baroque statues.
Correct.
And if you go to the big chain bridge, is it called?
Correct.
In Budapest.
The chain bridge, which is, by the way, just reopened, and now it's closed off for traffic. Uh-huh. Only buses, city buses can cross
over.
Oh,
that's nice. So it's a more pedestrian-friendly.
Absolutely.
Well, that's happening all over Europe. Big cities are becoming pedestrian-friendly.
And bike-friendly.
And bicycle-friendly, sometimes to the chagrin of the drivers.
Absolutely.
But the drivers are kind of getting pushed aside because Europe is committed to green environments, public transit, and listening to the birds while you're in the middle of a big city.
Absolutely. I love this change.
We should remind people, Prague is one city. Budapest is actually two cities.
Yes. Yes, and it's 1873 is when the two cities were united, so to speak, Buda and Pest. And Buda is the hilly side, and it's more historic, and Pest is more business. It's flat, majestic, big buildings. It's a hub of Central European business.
Uh-huh. And as you put it in a very good nutshell, Budapest, majestic, Prague, cute.
Correct.
That's right. Now we go to Katka.
I can agree with that, actually.
Okay. Prague has, I think, more tourism than Budapest. I mean, everybody just, that's the most loved city in Central Europe.
Yes, I would say that, yeah, it might be true, even though, you know, there are also more and more those big cruises coming to Budapest. We don't have those many. And then, of course, it fills up that city very much so. Now, at least when I was there last time, it was like loads of these river cruises going on. I'm not telling that they don't come to Prague.
No, but that's a very good point, because when I was saying that, I was thinking of more independent travelers. But when you factor in the cruise industry, Budapest, the pearl of the Danube, is a great sales point for cruises going up and down the Danube. And of course, that'll bring thousands and thousands of people to that city that Prague doesn't get. But back to Prague, it's got a medieval, like a fanciful medieval core.
Yeah.
The golden city of 100 spires. I stand on the tower on the bridge and I look out at sunset. It is a golden city of 100 spires.
It is. It is actually great if you think also like in terms of like when the sun turns and so, and you go to the hill, even like to the castle hill, or then we have the Prague Eiffel Tower, you can view from up there, and then you see all those. I read somewhere that somebody counted those spires and they got to the number like 495 or something. So about almost 500 we should have.
Okay, so there's a lot of spires. And the point is, it's beautifully preserved.
It is.
We're examining what makes both Budapest and Prague such compelling cities to explore right now on Travel with Rick Steves. Our guests are tour guide Levente Nagy, born and raised in Budapest, and Czech-born Katarina Svobodova, who's been living in Prague since attending university there. Her touring information is listed online at praguewalker.com.
I find Prague arguably the most interesting place for Jewish history in Europe.
We have now the oldest preserving active synagogue of Europe, even from 1270s. So.
I heard that a lot of the precious artifacts of Jewish communities that were destroyed out beyond the big capital city were brought to Prague and protected there.
That's correct,
And Jewish historians and art historians were employed to protect that, and only much later were they sent to the concentration
camps
and killed.
Yeah. Hmm.
Levente.
But who has the largest synagogue in Europe? Budapest,
and
second largest in the world.
So here we go. The oldest surviving is in Prague, and the biggest. But Levente, when you go to the synagogue in Budapest, the interesting thing is it's a huge synagogue. It's a gorgeous synagogue. You step inside, and it feels like it was a church.
It was, and there's a reason why. Because Jewish population at the turn of the century wanted to assimilate. And they felt more Hungarian than Jewish, and a lot of those people wanted to fit in, be part of new nation.
Okay, so you're saying around the year 1900,
yes,
the Jewish community there said, yay, we're Jews, we're in Budapest, we want to be on the team, and we want to assimilate. So let's not have an in-your-face synagogue. Let's have something that's a little more low-key, look like a Christian place of worship, but it'll be a synagogue.
Absolutely. Two towers that look like bell towers, actually.
Yeah, right.
It has a Moorish kind of Eastern look to it, too.
Yeah.
And it has an organ inside, which is unheard of.
There's so many dimensions of these cities because the history is so rich, but in each case, you have a strong Jewish heritage. Clearly, both of you guys enjoy both of these cities. Levente, you're Hungarian. You're from Budapest. When you go to Prague, sell Prague to us. What do you do when you go to Prague? What makes it special and enjoyable for you?
Well, the first day, I usually just walk around downtown and soak it in because I just can never get enough of those buildings. But then Katka and other friends have suggested some different parts of the city where the Czechs are.
Yeah.
And lately, I've been discovering the 6th District, 7th District. I go out to Visegrad. And some a little bit more modern places because I want to see how the Czechs live.
Yeah, this is the big dynamic for American travelers coming to a place like this. There's a gravity to walk down the main boulevard and to see the famous pieces of architecture and go to the market and go to the bridge. And Prague has the biggest castle, I think, in Europe by some measures. And to go up to the Prague Castle, that's all the obvious stuff. But the more sophisticated or thoughtful approach would also include a neighborhood.
Yes.
A neighborhood.
And I love those neighborhoods.
Yeah. Katka, when you go to Budapest, invite me to Budapest and entice me by what would we do that's really cool?
Yes, well, of course, it very much depends. If you have never been, then you do the main stuff. But then once you've been there, you know, then I also like to venture out. Like for me, for example, I would take you to the Margaret's Island. That's a beautiful island in the middle of the river. Yeah. We don't have such a big island like they have in Budapest. So you can really just come, if it's too busy, you know, in the city center, you can really easily enjoy yourself there.
Talk about that. Today's cultures. What's happening in these cities today that an American tourist might be oblivious to? But going to Margaret Island for a party might be something. What? Talk a little bit about Budapest.
Yeah. So imagine this island in the river between Buda and Pest, and this is a great place because there's no cars allowed. It's a big island. It's about half the size of Central Park.
Yeah.
And so people would go all walks of life, and they have picnics and throw frisbees, and young people go and listen to their music and the restaurants. And yes, there's a lot of ganja.
It's the great outdoors in the middle of the city.
It is.
And Katka, what about Prague? What's going on for young people in Prague that we might be oblivious to that we probably should know about?
Yeah, well, I would then invite you to the district where I used to live. It is called Karlín. It's not really well known at all, but on the other hand, it's very close to the like Powder Gate, you know, so the end of the old town and so. It used to be actually the district where all the factories, all the, you know, the old factories had been.
All over Europe, it's the old industrial factory areas that are becoming the trendy nightclub areas.
Yeah. And the same with Holešovice, that's district number 7. We used to have their like big slaughterhouse, and they're like changing all these big red brick buildings into great culture center and a lot of these.
Levante, when I remember Budapest, for years I've enjoyed the ruin pubs.
They're still there.
After freedom, you had a dilapidated city, and there was opportunities for young creative business people to have a night spot and make a tavern or a pub, but it was always eclectic and it was run down and everything was mismatched, and it was like a junkyard that was turned into a bohemian chic place that young people love to go and socialize.
You're absolutely right, and they're still there, and there's a growing number of them. Actually.
Is that right? So these are ruin pubs, and that's a great, and there's a whole district. It's in the Jewish quarter, I think.
Correct, right behind it, yes.
Right, so that's a lot of fun. Katka and Levente continue with us as we remember some of the difficulties Prague and Budapest endured in the not-so-distant 20th century. And we'll hear about trends for city tours there today. And a little later, guides from Portugal give us the lowdown on what's new in Lisbon. They'll provide a few tips for enjoying their charming city, where steep neighborhood hills, fog, and elegant bridges might make you think for a moment that you've landed in San Francisco. You're listening to Travel with Rick Steves.